According to Aurelia Minor Hockey's Facebook page, members of both Ouro Minor Hockey and Aurelia Minor Hockey have voted in favor of amalgamating the two organizations, marking a significant step forward after nearly 2 years of discussions. If approved by the Ontario Minor Hockey Association, OMHA, on January 28, the merger will take effect for the upcoming 2025-26 hockey season. The amalgamation aims to combine U10 to U18 rep programming into a single association offering A and A-level tryouts while maintaining existing local league, house league, select, and U9MD teams within their current organizations. In a news article on the Aurelia Minor Hockey website last Friday, the association attributed the desire to merge with Ouro to the OMHA's new open border policy. The policy allows players U10 and older to join teams outside their home centers, raising concerns about the sustainability of local hockey. In response to this change, both associations have decided to implement local protection measures to ensure that our players continue to have the opportunity to play hockey in our communities, the article states. This will be achieved through the introduction of residency rules, which we believe will protect local hockey and ensure its sustainability. The new rep program has requested A and A teams at each age group from U10 to U18, as well as B teams at every second age group, U11, U13, U15, and U18. Currently, Aurelia has 12 rep teams, and Ouro has 5, for a total of 17. The new organization plans to operate between 17 and 20 teams next season, depending on registration numbers and ice availability. The Ouro Aurelia Rep Reorganization Committee has been evaluating ice needs and will work to secure additional ice from local and neighboring facilities. Both Ouro and Aurelia Minor Hockey will contribute interest-free loans of $20,000 each to help the new organization cover initial operational costs. These funds will support expenses such as legal fees, jerseys, equipment, hiring a paid administrator and ice scheduler, and potentially leasing office space. The committee is optimistic about the benefits of the merger, which include creating more competitive teams, improving local opportunities for players at the A and A levels, and enhancing coach selection by increasing opportunities for experienced coaches. In the merger, neither Aurelia nor Ouro will retain their existing Terriers or Thunder name, colors, logos, through the new reorganization. The new reorganization will accept submissions for the new branding. Our goal is not to erase local identities, but to ensure that our hockey community evolves with the times, the article adds. We want our local players to continue thriving in an environment that respects our traditions while offering new opportunities for growth. Aurelia Terriers U16A head coach Randy Salmon believes the amalgamation is a positive for Aurelia players. "I think it's going to make Aurelia play at the level we should be playing at, which is A," he said. "The team I'm coaching this year is undefeated and we have 3 Ouro players, and because we are only A right now, we lost our best player to Barry A." While Salmon is thrilled about Aurelia representative teams playing at a higher level, he will be disappointed to see the Terriers' name and logo left behind for the history books. "I've coached for 37 years in Aurelia and you kind of get attached to that Terrier name and logo," he said. "But I'd much rather see us become a new A center." Salmon believes the open border policy could eventually end up making the new Aurelia and Ouro Center a powerhouse. "If the North Central Predators get into trouble and don't have enough players to field teams anymore, maybe some of those players will come to Aurelia," he said. "I just look at the quality of hockey and think it's going to be all better for Aurelia." Salmon says success may not come to the new A teams immediately, but he believes they will be competitive. "We do have a couple of teams playing A now," he said. "They aren't doing great, but they are holding their own and aren't getting blown out." The hockey community now awaits the OMHA's decision on January 28, which will determine the future of local minor hockey.